Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great state again.
It's Wednesday, the morning we speak with Michigan Radio's political analyst Jack Lessenberry about what's going on in state politics. Well, Jack, even though it might not seem like it, Detroit is not officially in bankruptcy. Today marks the first day of the eligibility trial that will help bankruptcy judge Stephen Rhodes decide if Detroit will go that route. What are we likely to hear today?
Well, this is going to go on for at least 5 business days, Christina. I'm going to talk about that more at 1:30 this afternoon, but it's all a question of whether Detroit meets the eligibility requirement, whether it's negotiated in good faith, whether its finances are in sufficiently bad shape that it qualifies for bankruptcy. And there's going to be some pushback and argument by the creditors who think they can perhaps get more if the city's not in bankruptcy. But most people think this is fairly inevitable.
So many people think it's inevitable. Are you banking on that too?
It's very hard to imagine the judge not finding the city eligible. And if he does say, well, the city isn't eligible for bankruptcy, chaos will result. Many lawsuits will be filed, and it doesn't solve the problem of the 18-plus billion unfunded debt the city has, unfunded liabilities. So most people think that the city will be allowed to declare bankruptcy, but we may hear some revelations.
In other news, Jack, Governor Snyder says his controversial NERD fund is going to be shut down and replaced by a fund that will be more transparent. Snyder used the fund to pick up costs he said should not be paid by taxpayers. This NERD fund was fueled by anonymous donors, some worried about the potential conflicts of interest. What do you make of this move?
Well, it's kind of funny, especially if you've been around for a while, the whole what goes around comes around situation. This is sort of a classic. Obviously, this fund became a big political liability for Governor Snyder. There's some evidence he wanted to make it transparent and sought to have the people who donated be willing to reveal themselves, and they plainly didn't want to. But this goes back at least as far as Richard Nixon, who was almost dumped from the ticket as vice president in 1952 for having such a fund. We learned yesterday that Mark Schauer, the putative Democratic nominee for governor next year, had a similar fund, although he had much less money in it. But these secret funds are always a bad idea, and politicians seem to always have them and always get caught.
Now, this fund was used to pay some of the living expenses of Detroit emergency manager Kevin Orr. Is that typical?
Well, no, but the emergency managers of large cities aren't typical. This is how this all came to a light, and the idea is not really necessarily a sinister one. The idea is that to have some kind of a fund so the governor can sort of do out-of-pocket expenses and not charge the state, not go through the rigmarole in billing the state for things that are often, you know, sort of good things, travel for people who want to go one place or another, in some cases, so that the governor himself can take trips or take campaign trips. Of course, Governor Snyder is a multimillionaire, but a lot of people have these funds. Anything that smacks of money and secrecy in politics always comes around to bite the person involved.
And finally, Jack, the Department of Environmental Quality has proposed new rules for fracking in Michigan. The rules will require disclosure of chemicals used by developers and make it easier for people to track where fracking is occurring. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, the interesting thing about this is that even the developers seem to think this is a good idea, or at least they don't object to it very much. The executive editor of the Associated Petroleum Industries of Michigan said doing this would help to cure some misinformation. And I think while these rules sound very good, anything that helps people understand this more, whether they come out being for fracking or against fracking, there's a large element that are worried this is going to damage the environment. I think this is something everybody needs to understand more. And besides being good environmentally, these rules may help with that.
All right, Jack, as always, thanks a lot.
My pleasure.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's political analyst.